following podcast will most definitely contain language that will both offend and stimulate. Any situations mirroring your real life are purely coincidental and have nothing to do with you. Calm your tits, sit down, and enjoy the show.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody, what's up, Radioland, what's up, Podcastland, what is going on, LAPartyRadio.com, what's up, IdentifyRadio.com, and now we are streaming live from ActivateLA.com. I am so glad and I am so happy that you guys are tuning in. Big shout out to everybody tuning in right now to the live stream on Facebook. Yeah. And I am here kicking it and chilling with my good friend Naomi Rhodes. How are you, everybody, doing?
How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Well, how about yourself?
All right.
Yeah.
Man, super chill.
But you know, you operating the special effects and everything. So yeah, you got that.
Gotta do it.
Yeah, no, man. We're going to go over here real quick with my friend, good friend, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great, brother.
Who's kicking Alex?
Alex is, let me turn the camera. Oh, yeah, you're right there.
Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. Hidden in the darkness.
Right there. Usual. And let me introduce my friend, Jason.
Alex, what's your last name?
Martinelli.
Martinelli.
I'm Alex Martinelli, and I'm from JagRadio.com.
JagRadio.com. Nice. Yeah. So we got Jason.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And for everybody tuning in, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thank you.
Real good. Yeah.
Connected Dots, it looks like y'all are about to sing the duet, you know, promise to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to introduce our good friends, man, from Jag Radio. I want to welcome you guys to the Activate LA Radio Show, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woo, let me show you
really
my
really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought you were going to hit him with the claps.
We're happy to be here.
There we go.
We're definitely happy to be here.
Thank you, my brother.
That crowd went a little weird there for a second.
Huh? I thought she was twerking.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, man. It's our pleasure to be here. You guys seem like a very chill group of people, and we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're ready to party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you know,
bring a little Jag element to the mix here.
What about that high tech special effects, though, man? Where's the other one?
I'm sorry about that.
That was
just before I came here.
That was last night, man. I was pulling my girlfriend. I was like, come on, let's dance cumbia. And she's like, I'm dragging her. Next thing you know, I was like, and she's like, yeah, I did. But that's when you know the relationship is tight.
That's how you,
you know, like, you know, you guys laugh or you guys just fart. You know,
yeah, a lot of people don't fart in front of their significant others, and I think it's a perfect way that shows how you get along.
Yeah.
Wow. Doug farts like Chewbacca.
Oh.
Wow.
What version of Star Wars was that? Was that one of the prequels? Was that why people hated him? Christ, man.
Yeah.
I demand my dates fart. I've made them fart at gunpoint.
That's only you punch them.
Yeah, no need to get violent. The threat of violence is enough. See, for the most part,
wow.
you all you have to do, you know, show them a weapon, and they'll come. They'll straighten them right up. Huh? Yeah. They'll fly right.
Have you ever cupped a fart?
Never.
Have you ever what?
Cupped a fart?
It's a white thing. It's when you like take your farts and wash it up to your.
You fart into your hand.
Yeah.
Like no. You cup your.
Yeah,
hand.
I get it.
Oh, my coworkers took it to the next level.
I typically only I reserve that only for when I'm driving.
Windows locked.
No, I would. You know, listen. I can't stick my head between my legs. And I won't be able to see traffic. So you know, I devised a way.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
We're definitely on the air tonight.
Yeah, we're like,
oh, wow.
My coworkers, what they do on those water bottles that I give you guys all the time. Don't worry, they don't do this, but they actually, once they're empty, they fucking fart into it.
Wow.
And like,
this is,
and they just go up to you like, yo, check this out, and they open
nah.
it. But when they're opening something, you're not even thinking. It's like, oh shit, what is he opening? Is that weed? Is that, you know, what is it? they open that shit, you're like right there, and you're like, oh.
Bruh, you're giving me ideas.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna give you a better one. They have the other coworkers like go next on it, so it's kind of mixed.
When you say other coworkers, you mean like
they cool on it.
This happened next, right?
Yeah. No, like, well, it's your turn, you know. It's so big,
yeah, sure.
But it's fucking disgusting.
No, and the smart. Well, if you're gonna do that, I would recommend a coffee can and make sure they think there's coffee in it, because whenever you just sort of, if they, when you open up a coffee can and guide it towards someone's face, they always like. They always inhale deeply, right? So if you really want to get them, man, you get yourself a Folgers can.
We used to work in the coffee industry.
Oh, really,
it's an automatic, or it's like instinct. So just go smell the coffee.
The right. Okay. It's, smell this coffee. Oh, my God, it's delicious.
So fucking good.
Yeah, but won't the coffee smell kind of like make it
Well, that, you know, disappear. Listen, you get, do your training and your proper eating beforehand, and things will work out.
Drink a lot of coffee beforehand.
Just the way you want.
Kona coffee.
Yeah, I just hope I didn't go to you guys' Starbucks, man.
No, listen, I'm quickly finding out. I'm among other ladies and gentlemen of utmost class here. Wow, we're high society.
Yeah, there we go. Man. Yeah,
it's all about the bottle.
I'm among my people.
Yeah, and let me jump in real quick, like. And I want to welcome to the show, Connected Thoughts, man. Love you guys, man. What's up? Good Barbara. Good Barbara.
Good Barbara on the cusp of bad.
Nice.
Yeah. One more beer and I'll be there.
Yeah. How are you liking the cameras now?
Oh yeah.
You forgot about them.
Now I don't care. I got here and I'm like, woo. Damn, I lost some weight, but I don't look like that there. It's like, oh my God.
That was, like we say in the Activate LA, it was testicle difficulties. No, but I'm glad you guys are joining us, man.
No, it's good to be here.
I know you guys were having some car troubles. But I hope everything's good. I hope everything's right.
Oh, please. Caught on fire.
No. And...
No.
You guys,
what? Jay, do not turn this into a house of lies.
Okay.
Si, vamos.
It's a house of lies, is it?
Jay fell asleep and didn't wake up on time, and because of that, we're late. But when you're supposed to be on somebody's show, that's a bullshit excuse, and he knew it. So he made up some horseshit about car trouble.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because it's more believable.
Cindy, nobody likes a fat
man. No, listen. But everybody loves the truth. You got to have
it. It will set you free.
That's right.
Look, you see why he's a dick?
Don't you feel lighter, baby?
Cindy Brady.
Don't you feel better?
The weight is off my shoulder.
Nice.
Yeah, what up, bro? Hold on. We got
a caller.
Yay!
We got the DR live on the show calling me. What's up?
Well, here we go. Live from the Beer Run exclusive. No. at this liquor store I'm at around the corner, they don't have that. How do you say it?
Kirin?
How do you say it? Kirin Ichiban.
Kieran.
I guess I'm the AMP. They don't have it at this one.
Oh, but just,
So what
Corona is, like, you know.
What do you like, Rick?
Alcohol.
All right.
Coronas, Modelos.
All right, let's do Coronas.
Are we taking liquor orders? All right.
Go for all right. It. Man. Yeah, I gotta let you go because like the callers don't like it when I take private calls.
It's your show. You
handle
do what
it.
The hell you want.
All right, brother. Bye. And speaking of private calls, don't forget to give us a call right now at 424-777. Oh, that's 424-777-2423. Don't call my cell phone like the DR did. And I don't
call
know
a
why.
Cell phone. Call a cell phone.
No, I don't know why my ass. I don't have it in silent, man. But it's the DR. But give us a call at 424-777-2423. I want to give a shout out to Lily, Carlo, my homeboy Jolo. What's up, Lola? What's up, Anthony? Vega, Ren Lamore. My boy Slim. What's up? What's cracking? And I want to give a shout out to, man, we got 9 listeners. In Ghana now, man. We went for 2, 3, 6.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Wow, that's really cool, man. All the way out there, really?
Yeah. I promise. I'm pretty sure they're watching Blood In, Blood Out because we always talk about that. When we're like, yeah.
They have the internet everywhere
blood
now.
Blood
huh?
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
For some reason, when I think of Ghana, I think of like steel radios from 1947 and, you know, sort of not... Very not laptop certainly, but they have a means of getting you guys out there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they got, yeah, you know, and one thing about the media, it pumps it up, like makes it seem like Africa, like mm-hmm. it's not good off. It doesn't have, you know, money or stuff. But there's people out there, you know, that do have money. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a lot of resources, you know.
They,
what
got,
I mean?
They so, got the diamond mines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it French Ghana or Dutch Ghana?
It's Africa Ghana.
Is it still separated?
I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Alex was saying, you know, like we got the, you know, you guys got the smart guy, and then you know, you talk, you know, you what would you consider yourself? In,
well, first off, I'm smarter than this guy. I don't know why you're pointing at him. You said he was a smart
guy.
He's
just a dick. That's why.
Okay. Well, what would you consider yourself in a?
Well, first off, if I could talk a little bit about the nature of our show in general, we are, we started off, and feel free to jump in, Jag Radio, baby. Feel free to jump in, Jay, anytime you like, if I'm missing anything, but we started off largely dealing with paranormal topics, and we just sort of evolved into talking about anything, but we always still make time for paranormal stuff.
Yeah, actually, we call that segment the classic Jag segment.
That's right. For anybody wondering, that's because that was the original vision of the show.
Say again, what did you guys call it?
Oh, well,
classic Jag.
Classic Jag. So now
switch over into the paranormal.
Yeah, so when we switch over into the paranormal topic, that's what we call the classic Jag segment, because that's initially what we started off. But now, you know, it's evolved, and our banter and whatever, we just talk about everything. We talk about life, we talk about politics, relationships, finances, success, whatever.
Right, and it's fascinating and makes for interesting discourse, because we differ sometimes very greatly in how we see the world, the opinions that we hold, the passion and fervor with which we express those opinions, and it makes for good radio, man. You know, so everybody, I encourage people to listen, but you know, it began as a paranormal show, and just sort of we're all over the map at this point. But who am I on the show? I'm essentially, I like to think of myself as the voice
asshole
of reason.
Everybody needs one.
Now, Jason,
the genius on the show, I prefer. These guys, I ruffle feathers with some of the things I say among these folks. It's all in good fun. But if we are looking at it or putting it in the umbrella of, you know, paranormal and believer versus skeptic, I'm definitely more in the skeptical camp. And actually, so somebody asked me earlier, Barbara, I think it was, is why am I even on our show? If I'm a skeptic.
Oh, did you say that like that, Barbara? Oh, you're bad, Barbara,
so
now.
Many
you are so bad.
Implication.
Barbara, oh, right now.
I can take it as well as I can dish it out. Bring it, baby. Bring
don't
it. I
sorry.
Love it.
Yeah. You're fine, Barbara.
It is.
Sorry, no tortillas.
It is. Wow.
That's from Blood and Blood. I'll tell you, we're nice. All fucked up.
I've never actually seen, I'm the one Hispanic guy on earth who hasn't seen that.
Oh, God.
I'm like, sorry.
Oh, no.
Not even in a dream. Not even in a dream you haven't seen.
What a list, Spider.
No. I get drunk enough, I tend to recreate scenes from, mostly sex scenes from movies. mostly Brokeback Mountain with J.G.
Oh my God.
More like Shag Radio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll never quit you.
Don't anyone judge me. I don't judge you. I like to see myself as the voice of me. But why am I on the show if I'm a skeptic? I'm not a cynic. I don't completely shit on this kind of stuff. I do find some of it fascinating. And as I've talked about on our show many a time, I actually have the event that led me sort of even in this direction was that a good friend of mine actually had an abduction experience and was taken on board an alien ship and experimented on and so forth.
What?
Yeah, it was
forget the ghosts.
Yeah. No, it was a fascinating thing to hear him talk about it. And it really was the single event that opened my mind up to any of these sorts of things. And it's funny, I've actually wanted to bring it up on our show in greater detail, and maybe one day I will, but it really, with this sort of thing, in regards to people who've experienced it, it comes down for me to the feeling that I get from the person. Meaning, for the most part, you can tell when somebody's full of shit, and you can tell when somebody is being honest, and using that bullshit meter and taking into account the fact that I had known my friend for many, many years. He swears up and down. He swears up and down we went to the same preschool. Yeah, I have no memory of that.
Because you're in fucking preschool.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And I can't remember, memories. Man. Yeah.
And also, my childhood was truly horrifying, and there are things that I don't want to remember. But it's you know, it comes down for me to, this is a friend that I trust, and he gave me the rundown, and that was the beginning of this weird ordeal for me. I met these two assholes. And it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
But essentially what we are, or how we like to come sort of put ourselves across and what we are genuinely, is you'll find when you get guys together and you get a few drinks in them, they start talking about any number of fascinating things. Mm. And more people than not, I suspect, when they're among people they trust, they get the alcohol flowing. Next thing you know, it's, hey man, I saw a ghost when I was 6. I saw the chupacabra when I was living in Mexico when I was 17.
Like, oh,
I was, you know, taken on board an alien ship.
I saw my neighbor fucking.
Right, whatever it may be. So that's essentially who we are on JAG. Is we're a bunch of dudes talking about some crazy shit, all while getting drunk, and you gotta love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Radio. Where did it come from? Like the name.
It's our initials.
We're lazy. Initials.
Okay. Yeah, we got lazy. We're like,
it sounds good.
Yeah.
Though.
So Jason, Alex, and then our third co-host is George.
That's right. George. We so only got Jack. A
big
got a
shout out to him, man.
Jack. Thank you.
Two-legged yeah. race here.
Yeah.
Which would actually be a normal race, but it's normally three of us. Normally a three-legged race.
Yeah.
George couldn't make it because he sucks.
Yeah, because he's a dick.
Yeah. Seriously. No. See, we suspect. We suspect that he is also a nice guy and he's our friend, but he is abominably whipped by his wife. And so she calls every absolutely, and so there was I suspected as much. And he swears up and down, oh, work, and we're just like, no way, man, your wife decided you're not leaving the house after 9 p.m.
The answer to that is to have them both come down.
I don't know if
I don't think his wife would be up.
Yeah,
for
she's thing. Not.
Is mandilón? No.
Yeah, she See? Wouldn't. I don't
find
know.
Out what she likes. Keep her happy. You got the guy on the show.
That's actually a good idea. We have rather than
next time we'll talk to him. Yeah,
no, but I see what happened is I've got him gun shy now. Now, even when it is the wife, he won't say it because he know I'll verbally kick his ass.
Yeah.
So I think now he just makes up weird.
A little background. Yeah. During the show, this guy gives George a lot of crap, like all the time.
I do not.
Yes, you
absolutely
do.
Does he fall into it?
I don't think I give George crap.
You give him crap.
George does.
All
George
the time.
Brings that upon himself. George, in his insane beliefs, demands scrutiny. No, but it's for George's own good. See, those of you who aren't familiar with our show, George believes in anything, for God's sake, any fucking thing under the sun. And there's a part of me that feels like it ruins his life. He doesn't. He's not in tune with reality.
Balance. People need to
absolutely.
Yeah,
and by the way, he will be the first to tell you that. He will be the first to tell you.
I
he's too
I want to meet this George.
Yeah.
You'd like him.
You'd really. Yeah, he's really nice.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Wouldn't George get along with these?
He would absolutely. Famously. Like,
definitely. He would love him. It actually sucks he's not here.
I like him just the way you describe him.
Maybe hit him up. Have him give us a call.
Call in.
Yeah, George, give us a call.
You want to send him a text? I'll give.
Doug
number.
Is the wife whisperer. He could give you some pointers.
That's right.
They call me whisper because I whisper.
Let me try to text him.
That's
alcohol just arrived.
Alcohol. Keep everybody happy.
Is we six? Let me see.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, wow. That much left?
Yeah. So,
good times.
Yeah, it's 424. 777-24-23.
Okay. So we're calling him now?
No, we're going to tell him to call the show.
Oh, I see. Let's get him
George.
On here. Yeah, no, he I believe even suggested that he could call in,
right?
Yeah,
to call in, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. God.
I want to talk to the wife too.
Wonderful. Yeah, don't get George in trouble now. You know what I mean? Like, get his ass kicked in the...
That actually is an adequate warning.
Beat his ass.
What is it?
424-777?
4-7-7-7.
Yeah, 4-2-4, triple, like...
777?
Yeah.
But mean...
24, 23. Yeah, go for it.
No, I was going to say, I know very little about the other guests in the room.
Yeah, I know, right? We're connect the dots, mm-hmm. and we've got experience under our belt.
Mm.
We went out there, balls to the wall, and we investigated. You're picking me up okay, right?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
Sound great.
And we decided to investigate, you know... both my wife and me, Barbara and Doug,
mm-hmm.
have had, like your friend,
mm-hmm.
very interesting lives where we've just encountered all kinds of crazy ass shit. It's like, it started for me, if you want to go back to childhood, okay? Childhood is like a mystery to us all. We're trying to still figure it out, right? Yeah. Therapists are making money big time and, you know... God bless those therapists.
Mine just kind of sucked,
you know. But it started with me with fucking Leonard Nimoy in Search of, right? Because my parents would like be like, "Nah, get your fucking ass to bed straight away." You know, my dad ex-military and shit. Get your ass to bed. What the fuck? But nah, you know. I had to fucking sneak down and watch all the late night TV shows because that was happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're always
that
way
was
more interesting.
Great TV,
for
right? Are, and back yeah. now, you know, we look back on that stuff now, it's like golden TV, you know, late night TV and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyways, long story short, you know, I had to find out the truth. I had to find out the truth. I was always a curious child, you know? But the creepy ass shit is waiting for you if you're a curious child. And sure enough, it's real.
Mm.
And that's the thing that sparked the whole thing that led down the path that we're on right now is that we forget the shit that happens to us as kids. The shit that you're afraid of under the blanket. The closet that you're not supposed to open.
For me, it was
mostly my stepdad.
Or
you're not supposed to walk down the fucking... Or weird
relatives. How'd you know he hid in the closet?
You know? That's the number one creepy place.
I looked for you in the closet and you
weren't
there.
What is the creepiest thing? The time he wasn't there, I felt neglected.
Experience.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Well, it started with Leonard.
We got to give you a Cesar to...
But I would say it was. I don't have dreams anymore, but it used to be my dreams.
Let's answer it.
We were talking about dreams earlier. What?
Activate that link.
Somebody calling? Oh shit.
Oh, is he a 323?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. George,
put him on.
Oh, that would be just.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, let me.
Right, Georgie.
Oh, Jorge.
Sorry to interrupt you guys.
Yes. Speaking just now.
Huh?
The hot
Doug. Oh, Doug, continue. Childhood.
Well,
yo, Activate LA Radio Show.
We got a caller?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, it's George.
It's George.
Hey,
it's
George. Hey, it's George. Hey,
buddies! Oh, as if I can just reach out and touch you guys. Wow.
Welcome to the Activate LA Radio Show, man. How are you doing, brother?
Good, all right, brother. How are you guys doing? Nice. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but I guess I'm there.
Nice.
Digitally,
ghost
I suppose.
Spirit.
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah. So yeah, we're interviewing Jag Radio, you know, and I asked Jason, and you know, I was like, how did you guys get the name? And they're like, well, you know, the initials and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, you know, tells me that he's got a really good radio relationship with you.
Yeah.
it's all lies.
Well, it's mostly sexual.
It's all hate. It's all hate, disgust.
But we all, you know, we have safe words and there are certain boundaries.
What's the safe?
Pizza.
So you guys are into spooks and stuff, huh?
Yeah, George, you actually would thrive in the environment we have going on here, man. It's looking good. It's looking George-centric.
Nice. Are you guys like nude and stuff? Is that back rub all the way around?
He just knows.
No, you got to bring the right kind of party favors for that.
No, we're kicking it with Jag Radio, you know, your fan bam, and also to the fan bam of Connect the Dots. And I want to introduce you, George, to Barbara.
Yeah. Hi. And by the way, Barbara from Connect the Dots already likes you, buddy.
Yeah. I do, and I like your wife. I like your wife, too.
Yeah.
Oh, why is
that? All right, cool.
We brought up the wifey because we suspect secretly that's why you're not here.
I'm just working on a web server right now. It's that's my wife right now, a web server.
I see. All right. But our guests here, who we have other guests aside from us, the Jagoffs, they've taken a shine to you already, man, in terms of what they heard.
Yes.
You have to.
Oh, that's fun. All right, cool. Very cool.
Yes. Anyways, what are you doing right now, George?
I'm actually in a closet because my kid is sleeping. I'm trying to, in the most remote area that I can be quiet in.
Come out of the closet, George.
Let it be. Alex already told us.
I'm in the closet.
I like it when he talks dirty. Now,
so. Come out, little Georgie.
No, I can't come out of the closet. It's scary out there.
Yeah. I love how people just automatically rag on George, like something about him. They actually just want to tear him.
Alex, is this the way it happens?
Yeah.
Like it's just natural?
This is essentially
normally.
It.
Yeah. But he's
did he
cool.
Like, but did his wife put him there?
No, he opens up though to it, right?
George is a good sport.
Oh yeah, totally.
George,
yeah,
that's why he makes for a good radio partner, because he's like those battered women that keep going back to the abusive husband no matter what?
Yeah.
It's like, George.
Yeah, I love you even though you're the battered woman now.
That's right.
I love you too,
and that's
bro.
The kind of partner I need. And we're both
honest. Oh, that's good.
Is this love?
I'm the closest thing to a chick he got. Yeah. So, you know, whatever.
No. You're definitely a chick, buddy. There's no debate about that. No closest. No closest.
So how you guys? How's it been going? You guys are about spooks and stuff, right? I mean, what do you guys tell me about yourself?
We psychically investigate haunted hotels primarily.
Cream his panties.
Awesome.
We find out the truth. You know, we're Roosevelt. Basically. The people that go out and we're like, okay, is this supposedly more evil than evil? And people die here? Okay, fine. Let's do it. Let's go. And
by the way, I'm the seventh great-granddaughter of Mary Town Easty, who was hung in Salem, Massachusetts as one of the witches.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I like it already.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So, when are we all getting in bed, guys? When are we all going to a hotel, haunted hotel?
Cream.
You know, what are we doing here?
Hey, George, I just like to watch. So
the expedition that the Ghost, the Connect the Dots Ghost Team is basically...
Squad.
Squad has investigated numerous places, but our next endeavor... is really the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
We'd love to
have everybody join us for that one, you know?
Yeah, I know Jason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we would love to be there. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, what day are you guys going?
That's what we're here to talk about. We want to set it up.
Oh.
It's a throwdown.
Do we bring our own alcohol and cigars, or do you guys furnish that stuff? Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the ghost is going to give you guys a fucking... Is that a fucking joint, man? You know, like...
Bring your own EVP.
Yeah, no, and no, we are actually we'll talk off air in terms of setting up a date and time, but we're definitely interested, even me. And listen, you know, we'll help carry equipment, we'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, we're more than willing to be a part of that, because I've always wanted to do that, and I just creamed my panties right now.
Yeah,
so
that's what it was.
To make it legit, we got to get one room. Okay. If not what? Two rooms, and spend
like
the night,
with a door in the middle,
because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We spend the night at these places. We
spent
the night at the Cecil.
Oh, Hotel. That's
we
brilliant,
spent the
man!
Night at
that's
the
brilliant.
Hotel.
Okay,
we tapped into
the witching hours.
You know, the ghosts in both of those places, and a lot of happened actually.
Yeah.
And so that's how we would do it. If we're gonna do this thing, we're gonna show up. Yes, we're gonna have our equipment. Yes, we'll have some drinks, but. Oh, yeah. We will have a room or two where it's legit because it's we're cracking. Actually experiencing it
right.
After all the people go and they're like the restaurants close and what have you. We're still there,
yeah.
You know, middle of the night,
and
what
sometimes
have you.
Sometimes you could get into little places and, that aren't open during the night.
Exactly.
Like at the Roosevelt, yeah. We busted into this. Well, we didn't bust in. The door was open. Mm. But we went into this really neat bowling alley.
Nice cover up, Barbara.
Yeah, you could creep in.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds
interesting.
But that's what we're about. Yeah. It's like getting into the thick of it, into the
that's
psychic
cute.
Experience of it. And then basically, you know, we haven't talked about the ability to be psychic yet. On the show, but we'll get into that later in the show. But basically, when we collaborate our efforts together, we will discover things mm-hmm. together because everybody has a natural talent, right? Different people have different
mm-hmm.
gifts and abilities that enable them and the team to do what they do to make the team better.
Like when your team member reminds you to ask yes or no questions of the eight ball.
Exactly, it can be as simple as that.
Sophisticated equipment, I see. Fantastic.
It's not cocaine, bro. Let's talk about that.
When I first walked in here and there was mention of an 8-ball, I was like, man, these folks like to party. Wow, holy shit. But no, it's an actual magic 8-ball that you shake and stuff.
They ain't doing no white magic
over here. Just to validate the 8-ball, right now I psychically and secretly asked it a question. I said, is the JAG team fake? And it said, my reply is no.
Wow. Right
so there
man.
You go.
Oh,
I exist.
That's it. We're legit, bro. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're reassured.
I'm not worthy.
All right. We're legit now.
Doug,
all right.
Do you often meet people that are not in reality? Is that why you asked that question?
I mean, I've met all types of people in my life, in my walk of life. I've met people that are completely gone and cannot possibly be redeemed.
Those are my favorite.
Back in reality, to the people that are constantly in reality and they make you sick because they know it more than you do.
So you might just be rocking back and forth in a fetal position in your bathtub, and you wanted to make sure we were really being experienced at the moment.
I'm an adventurer. I mean, my ancestors were either Indians or Vikings or both.
Love that.
And so I'm adventurous, and I feel like that's what you know. Some people are like, oh, ghosties. Yeah, we're afraid of the ghosties, but we're not afraid of the ghosties. It's like, let's find out what's really going down, you know?
Yeah, no.
And not only let's find out what's going down, let's communicate with these homies because they're lonely. That's why they're ghosts.
Are you talking about the people in jail?
And they're all by themselves.
Because they're lonely.
Ghosts,
they don't
want
to bust the ghosts.
Are you talking about the homies and the cholos in jail? Like, I'm only a saint, like, you know?
Mm. I thought that was a good tagline.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, George, we gotta have you, man, on the next show, man. Anything you wanna ask the Connect the Dots Ghost Squad or anything you wanna like tell the listeners?
Ghosts are the only thing that got my back.
Oh well, I'm excited. I mean, I really appreciate you guys had us on the show today, and we're looking to a really nice collaboration.
Yes.
Just finding the truth, man, because we're all in the same valley. I think we're excited about it, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know?
No, and here's the thing is I never finished my thought from earlier, which is why
nobody cares.
I know, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm gonna power through because I'm a trooper and I believe in myself. It's really see part of being a skeptic. Unless you're a cynic, is you want to find the truth.
Yeah.
You want to find what's really out there. In other words, if I'm serious, we end every single show we've ever done with the phrase, never stop learning. And for me to completely block off a side of reality that I don't fully understand, especially considering the experience that I shared earlier and you know with the things I've learned since I've met the JAG team, would be to do myself a disservice and science a disservice and humanity a disservice in the search for truth. And I think that you guys do it your way, we do it our way, and but we all seem to have the same end goal in mind, which is to find, you know, what are the real answers.
Well,
that's a
well put
statement.
Thank you. Yeah, that was pretty good, man. That was
a
nice job there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, George, man. I can't wait, you know, to go visit you guys and maybe in the future, you know, I can tag along with Connected Dots. You know,
yeah, I would love to visit you guys. I would love, you know, the more the merrier.
Can you guys come? Yeah, can you guys come the first?
Yeah, for sure, time? Man, for sure. Thanks for. I mean, I got a roll, guys. Yeah, sorry about that. My kid's waking up, so I got to put him back to sleep.
Good one. So, another whip in your ass.
So, cool. As a parent, I gotta go away. But thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys really, really, and. And just, you know, be nice to the guys that are there. I mean,
yeah, it was great talking, man.
Thanks, man. Can't thanks, guys.
Right, George, I'll see you later,
and
buddy.
I'll see you guys very soon. Appreciate it.
Good night. All right, brother.
See you guys.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Hey, do you want to get
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, finally. Well, you know what? What we're going to do? Hey, well, I want to give a shout out to George, man. Thank you for calling. Hey, man, the guy's fun, man. The guy is. I like the guy. He's just a I'm sorry, Alex. Guy. I know you're like, oh, fuck.
George Antonio from The Jack Show.
Yeah, you guys all seem really cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
George is definitely just a happy-go-lucky guy.
Well, we all sort of... It's funny because we're all different from one another in marked ways. You'd have to spend time with us to really sort of get a sense of all of our differences, but somehow we make it work, man.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And it's funny because... Trini Lamelli, a recent constant contributor to our show, often tells me he's like he sees George and I off the mic and off air in real life, and then he says, "How the hell did you guys become friends? Like, what the hell is this?" But somehow it works.
Yeah, it definitely works. You know, just the way that we communicate with each other and we feed off of each other. That was a big part of what started, you know, us thinking of becoming a podcast. And then the fact that, you know, we were all into the paranormal, it just clicked together, and that's how it ended up.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of activity going on here. So you guys here.
It's connected.
A lot of moving around.
You want to go with Barbara, or you want to... us two.
Give us a second here.
Connected, I think.
Yeah, and one of the... it's funny. I mean, talking about the formation of our own podcast... we have a new guest in the studio who's suiting up.
He's part of the show.
Hi, Tremaine.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's happening? Yo.
Tremaine is in here, man.
Jag Radio in the studio.
In the studio.
What's going on,
bud? I'm Alex Martinelli. This here is JD Marcel.
How's it going? How you doing?
We're the Jag team. We're down a man, but we're making it work.
Also, it's usually a three-man squad.
Yeah, it's usually a threesome, man.
Yeah, it is. Now we're playing old boring vanilla, unfortunately.
It's just, there's some other headphones right there. We're still
trying to work things out. But going back to the beginning of our own show, I believe, Jay, we had one conversation. And then it was on.
Yeah.
Right? And it's something that I try to impart on people all the time in terms of a good way to live your life and go after your own success, which is whatever you want to do, just start doing it. Don't worry about the logistics. Don't worry about it. Because we would never have done this, and we wouldn't be here at this moment now if we'd worried about getting equipment,
you got to start somewhere.
Right. Well, the way we started, we literally were at fast food place. That's by where we live. Jay, you're talking into the mic. We hear all kinds of weird grunts and
I'm talking and breathing.
Sounds like sex with you. And I would know what that sounds like.
One more last one.
But it really, our whole thing began at a local burger joint where we would set up a single recorder and all lean into it and talk into it and put our ideas into that.
Oh, neat.
And, you know, just sort of by sticking with it and not giving up, you end up making connections. We ended up getting our engineer, Dre, took us out of the cold and put us into a studio. And next thing we know, we have a show.
Dope. Jag Radio, now part of the Super Audio Network.
That's right. I take it you know those guys?
Oh, yeah. Dre, Lady Boo, Dr. Scum.
Oh, man. Lady Boo's our real executive producer, we always say, because whatever she says behind the scenes, that's what Dre ends up doing.
In other words, the real Geppetto.
Yeah, and I hope he's listening now.
We can't really say anything because she came here and she started. She started writing shit here from the couch. Oh. So I think it's just a natural trait for her.
Oh, why am I not
if
surprised?
If by boo you mean running shit.
Yeah. But shout out to Dre and Lady Boo. You guys are the best. But yeah, no, it's funny. We call her the executive producer because she essentially determines through Dre when our show is even on.
Dre was demoted to engineer Dre Day all day.
At first, when we first started doing the show, he was producer, and then at one point, it's like he doesn't produce shit; he's engineer.
Shout out to Dre.
You're the best, Dre Day all day. You're the best, man.
Really cool,
man. I believe Doug never got to finish telling his story about childhood and how that plays into what you guys are doing.
I believe the last part that you left off of was
dreams. Thanks for that. Yeah, I tend to forget my point, but basically, I was made for this. You know,
I love that.
I had a weird life. I had a weird childhood with like ghosts weird EBGB stuff, It was just inevitable that ultimately I would be involved in something of this nature because it's just been part of my life, you know, pretty much. You know,
don't worry about the noise with the beers. It makes
it more my childhood is a blank. Mm-hmm. A lot of it. I don't have dreams anymore. I used to have the worst kind of dreams. Ray was talking about a bad dream that he had recently. As you were talking about that, thinking about the fact that I used to have the worst kind of dreams that, you know, the kind of dreams where you wake up screaming and you're caked in sweat.
Night terrors.
Yeah, whoa. Night terrors. And I had them so much and so often in childhood that it was just amazing, right? But ultimately, I think that you have to purge all that stuff, you know, in your life. We go through so much that we can't express as children. We go through so much that we don't understand as children. And then we process our psyche and our subconscious processes and holds all this stuff. And then down the line, you know, years later, as you develop, you know, physically and emotionally and mentally as an adult, you're still carrying the seeds of what happened.
And you have burps.
And they're making their manifestations in some unknown way to you, perhaps, or in some ways, maybe even like through night terrors or what have you. And you have to come to grips with it. And so a lot of people that are involved in what we do in the psychic investigations, in some cases it's just personal because it's like you're working out the issues. You're just working out the weird stuff that happened to you in your life. But then you're finding out that, my God, it's happened to so many people and there's so much that's happening all around me that I want to know and I want to understand. Why is this all happening? It's not only happening to me. Good Lord, it's happening to so many people. And you get involved in it. It sucks you in. It's like a vortex. Mm-hmm. It sucks you in. This whole paranormal thing is endless.
No, Mr. Wachowski, I do not want to watch risky business in your basement.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer that this would manifest itself and that ultimately that we would find a way to incorporate, you know, media by which to investigate and understand better the paranormal.
Now, you bring up a fascinating point, which is I've read over and over again, and I've seen it over and over again, where a lot of people who are drawn to this sort of thing tend to be trauma survivors.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that enough research has been done as to why that is, or whether it's correlation versus causation or anything, you know, what you know, chicken or egg. But what do you make of that? Because it sounds like, okay, A, you strike me as a guy who has experienced some bad things. Yes. And B, what do you make of the fact that that seems to be what the statistics are saying, that people who are drawn to the paranormal
have had some type of trauma.
Yeah.
A near-death experience.
Or any idea what that's about?
It's basically like a person that goes to the beach. Some people that go to the beach, they walk on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that go to the beach, they go to the shallow water. some people go to the beach, they go way in the deep end and they surf waves and they come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What we do, we're psychically like the people that go way out there in the waves and we come back in. And we can tell the people that are too afraid to do what we do, that stay on the sand, what it's like to be out there in the water.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's what we're destined for. And usually it's by trauma, because you're shown things that you're, like I said, too early in your life to understand. And now we're processing and understanding it. And in the process of sharing it with other people, we're healing ourselves, helping ourselves understand what happened to us. But at the same time, we're opening the door and showing everybody, as well as ourselves, what's really out there.
That's interesting. But don't you think that, that maybe because... I do too, honey. Very good. But because somebody undergoes trauma, a lot of these spirits supposedly underwent trauma, and that's why they're still here.
Still sick.
And maybe that's the connection. We're always discovering connection and connect the dots, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Connect the dots. Here's a person who's been traumatized. Here's a traumatized spirit who's reaching out to the soul of that traumatized person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I
can feel our missing member George masturbating furiously as you say. He loves this stuff. I can
it's
sense
nice to know
it.
We bring pleasure.
Oh yeah. That's right, man.
I like George.
Oh,
though.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that just hit me. I've never thought of that before, and tonight was the first time that I heard you say that traumatized people experience it more. I've never heard that before.
Well, I'm a genius.
But it makes sense.
I'm going to say brilliant things just sort of as we go.
George is going back in the closet.
That's
now.
Right. He's like, oh, Martinelli, shut up. I'm working here. yeah, wow. Man, fascinating stuff. And can you share with us, if you care to... Doug, you are psychically inclined, correct? I take it.
Yes.
And not to put you on the spot in any way, but do you get any kind of read from anybody in this room of note? Is there anything going on psychically that we should know about?
Do you feel anything negative
coming from anybody?
I think we're all
He's looking. He's like, we're all surrounded. Staring me down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's we're in the light, and we're all surrounded.
Look, bro, it's two classes, all right? You're an amphibian. I'm a soft shell sea crustacean. That's just the way it goes, okay? That's how it's going to be.
There's always something waiting. When you're in the light, when you're in the circle of truth, as it were,
mm-hmm.
you're being shown things. You're revealing things. You're being shown things. Yet the darkness is waiting. So, in a sense, what I feel psychically is that this experience is going to be great for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we draw back into our personal lives, we will be challenged even more so mm-hmm. by what's been said tonight. You will have doubts. You will be attacked, because anytime you draw to the light, the darkness is repelled and feels it has to retract against you. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that
attacks.
All of us are stepping into the light of awareness, healing, mm-hmm. everything positive, positive energy, positive goodness. However, that we will be challenged in the near future, all of us.
Love. George just came twice in one sesh.
And I think that's what Ray, not to out you or expose you or anything, but that's what you were kind of concerned about going on one of our ghost adventures, was you're fearful of that.
They're going to take my butt, aren't they?
Like somebody attaching itself to you or something?
I don't know.
I feel more like you guys were saying, we talked, you know, you guys mentioned before on the show, it's opening a gate. Gate. You know what I mean? Okay. Either, you know, like looking at it from any perspective, you know, not being superstitious, you know, I got done with being superstitious, coming from a Catholic family. I believe in saints. You know, I've been done with that for a long time.
Oh my God, are you a Mexican Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Superstition Central.
I know.
It's right there.
Oh, my God.
It's right there, yeah.
You know what they say about those Mexican Catholics.
Yeah, no, it is. Listen, I can... Well, what do you want me to do? It's way nicer where you live. Of course I'm going to move in. It is... God damn, so many retarded superstitions.
So much
superstition. Oh, my... Yeah.
You know, with all the respect to the people that believe, you know...
I won't respect them.
No, fuck them.
Listen to me. cracking an egg and putting it under your bed won't take away the bad juju.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
My grandma did that to me one time. I had like a bad dream, and then my mom told my grandma, and then she just rubbed the egg all over me, and then she cracked it into water, and like
kinky.
Those are all my grandma was pretty
kinky.
Did she boil it first, and did she sprinkle salt on it?
No, it was a raw egg. It was just
another thing too, you know, I do believe in vibrations out there, you know, which is sent to the universe, you know, it comes back to you. I can't say I've seen ghosts. I do believe that, you know, there can be out there. Maybe they're not like the way we see them in movies and cartoons, but I don't mess with this type of stuff because I don't want to cause something that I don't want here.
You would never mess with the Ouija board or something like that.
No.
Anything that you look for in life, you're eventually in some shape or form, you're going to find it. So if you look for it, it's coming, it's going to, you know.
I already looked for some money.
Now money might present itself, but you might have to get your hands dirty to get it.
Yeah. But you know what? The Ouija board was a parlor game that the women at the turn of the century played. My grandmother, not on the witch side,
the turn of the what?
Turn of the century.
Oh,
like
that
the
sounds geeky.
1900s.
Is that the angle in front of or back of the shoulder?
She can make a Ouija board dance without even touching it.
Now, and I see some crazy shit about the Ouija board. I didn't play it. In Mexico, I seen these kids, you know, go play the Ouija board at a cemetery. And I saw the board fly off and hit a girl right in the head.
I believe you.
That's dope. I saw that. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying it was real. Somebody could have thrown it, but that shit was crazy.
I burned mine in the fireplace and it screamed.
It screamed?
What the fuck? It screamed.
Bitch is hot!
Maybe it was just cheap plywood or something. It could have been just cheap wood or something, but it screamed. I mean, not like a human scream, but it made this weird noise.
See, I have mixed feelings about the Ouija board because I've used it like three times in my life and nothing has ever happened. It never worked. Maybe I didn't do it right. Maybe I didn't say the right words or whatever.
Am I the motherfucking man? Bitch, you didn't say yes. This is wrong.
No means yes.
Clearly, this game is flawed.
I'm the motherfucking man.
You're both some shit.
Bullshit. Did Connect the Dots, they tell you about their eight ball experiences while they were on location?
No. We didn't really go over. We went over like what it's used for, but not like their personal experience.
Yeah, this is with all their expeditions, the eight ball's been with you guys, right?
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, wow. I think that's got some. You feel like it's got like maybe some vibes or spirits.
It picks up on your soul, on the soul that's trying to communicate with you. The only thing about it is you have to ask it yes or no questions, and Doug will get really rambunctious and he'll go, "How did you die, honey? It's yes or no."
Yes.
Or he'll go. Are there any ghosts here? And I'll be, honey, they don't think that they're ghosts.
Who shot first, Hannah Greedo?
Yeah. You know, so that's kind of funny about our relationship and our partnership is like, I'm kind of like the skeptic, I guess, if you will, or I'm the one, the voice of reason. Mm-hmm. And like, he'll be like all out there. It's like, okay, keep it down to this. Keep the focus. But yeah, the eight ball, what did it do at the Denver? In Denver, it answered something really... It was screwing with us.
Well, it's always been very specific. this thing has, you know, I think it's what you believe. It's your faith. It's like, if you think it's a joke, it will be a joke. If you think it's serious, it'll be serious. I've always respected it. I was like, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And if I'm going to ask you a question, I'm not going to waste your time.
Ask a question now.
You know?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. For the kids right. listening at home, if you don't respect the eight ball, you might have an overdose.
Or you know what? For the people, before you ask the question, let me for the people listening to us right now, Doug's going to ask a question. But give us a call to 424-777-2423 and ask a call. And let's ask the eight ball too. After.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Call in right now for live eight ball readings.
Let's ask something what we would know it would be fake then. Are the Beatles getting back together?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But control. You didn't ask which realm.
A control.
Definitely. It's a really good point. My answer is no.
Oh. Wait, let me see that.
Oh, you're gonna get your mojo on it.
I didn't see it.
Alex, have you tried it before?
I have not.
Oh, try it, Doug. How do you use it?
Ask it a question, a yes or no question.
A yes or no.
Jeez. Yeah, but don't look at it at the butthole. I mean, the ball.
Don't look it straight in the eye.
Yeah, no one brown eye. Butthole.
Get in the place. Get in the place.
I'm drunk. I don't know. The only place I can be is wherever the fuck I'm at. I don't know.
Only if she lets me though.
Yeah. Oh, she'll let me. All right. I'll talk her into it. Oh,
well, Alex. Just go with the mirror, though.
You sly devil, you.
Okay. You know it, baby.
Okay. Yes or no? Go.
Oh, not if I'm carrying this thing. Are you kidding me? Take this thing to a club.
Big balls.
Big balls. All right, go ahead, Alex.
Keep it in your pocket.
Yeah, go for it.
It's usually what comes to mind.
Now we know what Naomi likes. Okay. How about this?
Spontaneity.
Got it. I see it. I'm getting a weird. This is real. I'm not being a dick. I got this weird
fucking
vision.
Liar.
I'm really not. I got this weird vision of what looks to be another planet. So, will in my lifetime, will there be proof that there is life on other planets? So, would I shake it now?
Yeah.
Oh, just let it rest.
Massage it with both fingers, yeah. Caressingly.
Yeah. Whatever like you want to do, actually.
Until it starts to pull. Okay.
Make sure you work your thumb in there.
Oh, yeah. But while he asks the question, let me give a shout out to Katarina, Katie K, and Shade Queenie was asking me what are we talking about.
It's giving him a white line.
Paranormal activity. So give us a call at 424-777-2423.
It says. It says without a doubt.
Hey,
somebody.
Oh, shit.
What was the question?
Some people could argue that those evidence has already been found.
Well, yeah. That's
what I thought. It would
as be. Matters would turn out, there is life on Uranus.
Didn't they find bacteria on Mars?
Fantastic.
Or water.
Leave my anus out of it.
It's all our anus.
Speak for yourself, dog. That's stop number one for me.
There you go. I always come in through the back door.
Okay.
Wow. Here you go.
Well, Jason,
ask a question.
Okay. Oh, JD Marcel's turn.
Let's see.
Come on, Jay, this is your shot.
Okay.
For those listening, feel free to call into the Activate LA hotline and get a live 8-ball reading.
Listen,
424-777-2423, the Activate LA hotline.
That voice is fucking sexy.
Are you real? Are you mechanical? Oh. Christ almighty.
It's a drops right there.
Check out the veins on this thing.
Oh, that's what she told her friends.
Okay. That's so long. All right, let's go today.
Will I ever have another paranormal experience in my life?
Oh, after you do this, you got to talk about the first one so they have
confidence. Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
What do we got, buddy? Will JD Marcel
says no.
Outlook not so good.
So you want another paranormal experience?
I would love one.
Yeah, I would love one too.
Did you ask today or
said not so good?
Open the window.
Am I? That doesn't mean no. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It depends where you go.
I guess. Yeah. There you go.
I'm gonna go ahead and call this before we started, but I think this might be called a segment: Ghost Stories with Us.
Anybody can do it.
All for it, man.
Okay, when we go to the Queen Mary. When we have a collaborative effort, will we see any paranormal activity? Will we see a spirit or sense a spirit?
Let's do it.
Yes.
You have to be definitive in your question.
Let's see what our future looks like.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say, but okay.
What's the verdict, madam? What do we got?
Most likely.
Most likely. Oh, man.
There you go.
Most that portends death. Well. Marcel, you brought up your question, if I remember correctly, if I remember 2 minutes ago correctly. You asked, will I have another paranormal experience? Would you mind filling our listeners in on your first paranormal experience?
Sure. So, yeah, this is what started it all for me. And this is what led me to think, there might be an afterlife. My first paranormal experience was with what is typically called a shadow person. Yeah, and so I was young. I was like 6 years old, and I was getting ready, trying to go to sleep. And I have a window that shows into my neighbor's backyard. Big window. And I was trying to go to sleep, and then from 1 second to the next, I was in a state of what they call sleep paralysis.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's this, okay.
Yeah, so...
Nobody's ever free to move with the shadow.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, there is an explanation for sleep paralysis. They say, you know, that when you're trying to sleep, in order not to be able to act out your dreams, a chemical is released into your body that paralyzes you.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, but in this state of sleep paralysis, your brain is awake, but your body is asleep.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that I could still see into the backyard, and little by little, I see a shadow figure getting closer and closer and closer.
And it's not on the wall. It's a shadow like
it looks like a
yeah, well,
of itself.
When you say shadow figure, what does that mean?
It's like a it looks like the shape of a human being, yes. But it's a shadow.
But it's not cast on the wall. The person itself is the shadow.
Yeah, it's the person itself is the shadow, and it's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And as it's getting closer, I hear this ominous, evil laugh, like it's just the classic evil laugh. The cheesiest evil laugh that you can think of.
Finish him.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't say exactly what it's doing
like that.
It should have, but
no, there's a movie called Shadow People.
I grew up playing Mortal Kombat,
so it's
shout
getting
out to
closer
Dan Fortin.
And then eventually it passes through the window and closer to my bedside, and it's still laughing. I can't move. I'm scared as shit. I'm 6 years old. I'm like ready to fucking piss my pants.
Oh, shit.
And then it starts to fade away. And as it fades away, the laughter fades away. And eventually it goes back out the same window and then disappears. And then as soon as it disappears, I can move again.
So you never close your eyes from...
No.
It's gone. You're good.
I'm good. I could finally
Jason,
move.
Can I tell you something?
You think it played Led Zeppelin?
Totally have the chills right now. Because when I stayed at my cousin Susie's house, she used to sleep out on the back enclosed porch with window mesh and all that. And there were windows. And one night when I was a little girl, I was in bed... And I didn't have sleep paralysis, I don't think. But all of a sudden, a shadow figure slowly loomed up in the window and looked at me. And then I think it followed me home because I was on the second floor of our house.
Holy shit.
But the shadow would look in, and I had a life-size stuffed tiger that I would sleep behind. So I couldn't look in the window, so I couldn't see the window. Mm-hmm. But my shadow figure had like glowy yellow eyes and like an evil yellow mouth, if that makes any sense.
Dirty little mouth.
Scared right now. Laugh all you want, but it was scary.
So it had like a sinister type of smile that was colored yellow. It was a yellow.
And you know what's really weird? My mom would take a nap at 1 o'clock every afternoon, and she would talk about the shadow man standing over her.
Oh, wow.
Now, okay, that's an interesting point, because I've heard, with my reference point is alien abduction and people who've had alien experiences, but apparently the experience tends to run in bloodlines. Right, it seems to go down the generations, as I understand.
Could be.
It. I don't
Could
know.
Be.
It just, but what you just said speaks to that idea. Yeah,
Could be.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The only time I actually recently had a sleep paralysis experience for the first time ever.
When was that?
In my entire life. It was maybe 3 or 4 months ago. I talked about it on our show.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't mind sharing.
I was...
Can you take off your clothes first?
Yeah.
You popped your cherry.
Only if George watches. Oh, right.
Somebody do something.
Let's get him on Skype.
Hey, George, are you good with guitar solos?
He's actually really good at guitar.
Yeah, he actually...
He's good with his fingers.
Hey, guys, watch me work this 6-string. It's electric and acoustic at the same time.
Yeah, what were you doing before this? Like, you saw his face.
No. I suspect a strip club DJ or maybe...
Get those singles ready. Here comes champagne.
Yeah. Baby.
You hear that clapping? Those aren't hands, fellas.
No, I love the fact that you've been here for 40 minutes and I have no idea what your natural voice sounds like.
Who the fuck is this guy?
It's weird.
You know, well, you haven't met Tremaine, right? Alex, this is Tremaine.
No, we
you guys met before?
We have...
Over there at the studio. Yeah.
Hotbox. That's right.
I think, yeah, you guys were on Hotbox?
Yeah. I really don't remember shit.
Yeah, I don't either. I just
remember a cloud of smoke and then I was home.
I thought... that's Hotbox, man.
Big bamboo.
No, it's funny. I actually have... I don't remember meeting you just because I legitimately do have a disorder where I can't remember faces. Yeah. So if I see any of you guys in public, wow. I won't really know. I won't know who you are.
Oh, I like that.
Okay,
excuse.
Now before
I don't like it at all.
Before we get to your sleep paralysis story, but how does that? Perfect. Do you remember like traits of people? Because you're familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe like I heard somebody say like people's gait, like somebody walking
people's
up.
People's gait.
They could no like the, how they walk, how their legs. Oh, like, you know what I mean? They sort of remember
if they walk gay. I think.
That's gay walking Pete. Here he comes.
No, it's yeah. It essentially becomes, I know this, I've had the following experience. I really, here's the thing is when you grow up with this, you think this is how everybody experiences life. But I remember being in college and people that I had no idea who they were would come up and talk to me casually as if I knew them. You know, and I remember this one particular experience. It took many years later that I find out this was the same chick. This girl would come up to me at various different locations, and she'd be like,
"No,
I would have pretended to be like that." No, but it was like she'd come up to me and just sort of start a conversation, and I'd be like, "Yeah,
we've been married for 3 years, you fuckface."
You gotta come over and see the boy.
Where's that fucking child support, asshole?
Sorry, baby doll. I have this disease where I don't know who you are.
That's not my kid.
I've never met you. Ever in my life.
But you ended up like knowing her?
No, yeah, it was actually no,
biblically know her?
No,
testicularly.
Shout out to our other illness on this show, ADD.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to your wet dream. No.
Okay, so homegirl, I'm ready for that.
You're interested.
Sleep paralysis.
All it was she came up to me and she would just start having conversations with me, and then I'd be like, and I thought, I don't know this broad, but I'd go along for a little bit, and then eventually I'd be like, hey, how you doing? My name is Alex, and she'd just give me this weird look and be like, we've already met, and whatever. And then I saw her again later on, exact same exchange. You know, she starts talking to me. And eventually, again, my name is Alex. After we had sex, I introduced myself. And then one day, man.
But how do you remember all of this, but you didn't know at the time?
I pieced it together many years later. It was in retrospect that I realized, oh my God, all those instances were the same person.
Wow. And that's when you had the sleep paralysis?
No, this is completely unrelated. The ADD, after all. But it is, I'll get to that. But it is,
I'm eating.
So, how dare you? This is far more interesting. The day that it came, that it sort of hit home that there was something wrong was I was at the college I went to, the place where you go pick up your mail is right next to the auditorium, right? And so I'm thinking, there was a show going on one night, and I'm thinking, shit, I haven't checked my mail. I'm going to go and see if I can beat the auditorium crowds.
You got
so
mail.
Right, and I get over there. It was weird. I heard that voice on my computer, and I thought I really had mail physically, so I just started walking. I wasn't that smart. I don't know how I got into college.
All right, yeah.
And so I'm walking, and I don't beat the crowd meets me halfway, and I'm like, shit, I got to work my way through this crowd. I'm actually pretty introverted, and I don't really like being around large groups of people.
Don't touch me, man!
Yeah.
Just grab my ass.
Hey, my stepdad never listened.
And so... Hey, what'd you say earlier, Barbara? Barbara said no means yes, right?
That's
silence is consent.
That's girl code.
I'm going to start crying.
Were you listening to the show on the go?
Yeah.
We were saying that
on
earlier.
The car, on the radio. But this random chick comes up and she's like, hey, did you enjoy the show? And I'm like, she's not talking to me. I don't know this broad. She must be talking to someone behind me or next to me or whatever. So I just walk right by her. And then from behind me, I hear, Alex! And I turn around and I see this pissed off little 5'2" girl just standing there looking pissed as hell. And I'm just like, I have no idea who this is. And I just go, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And she just like waves me off and just walks the other way and just like, fuck this guy.
Dude, and well, I think that was the end of that. The fact that she remembers your name and you don't fucking remember.
No, that's the story of my life. Story of my
Jesus
whole life.
Christ.
But you must have been the coolest guy on campus.
I was, listen,
we meet so many people in life, though, constantly, right?
Well,
every day people are possibly potentially people.
Hey, bro, remember my face
and what have you. So, props to you, man. Don't be so hard on yourself because it's really hard to remember every single person.
Every time someone doesn't remember me,
you don't know later if it's going to be important or not. You know,
hey, partner.
But
I'm not hard. I blame all my problems on other people.
Like George?
Does, yeah. It's everybody.
Like George?
He blames it all on George, yeah.
It is George's fault.
Sleep paralysis.
And George brings us back to sleep paralysis.
Oh, man.
That one time you woke up stiff and couldn't move it.
He called me George.
Oh, man.
Oh.
No, I was up, and here's the thing. I will... In this instance, give credence to what I've heard people in your community, you guys, Doug and Barbara, where they...
Thank you for remembering our names.
I did my best.
I don't remember your face, though.
I don't remember who you are.
It's the fucking glasses, man.
Yeah, take them off.
No, it is...
That's his blankie right there, in the glasses.
I hate it. Otherwise, I get sad. It was essentially, I was up, and here's the thing, I hear that you only have these experiences if you're in a negative frame of mind, or you're not in a good place or what have you, right? But what lends credence to that is, I was up most of the night smoking weed and getting drunk.
Yeah, sticky lady.
And I got to bed pretty altered, right? I was pretty gone when I finally went to sleep. And sometime in the middle of the night, similar to JD's experience, I heard this monster type, you know, your classic sort of evil movie voice go, you know, and in that growly way, and start like...
Wait, it was inaudible? Like
I could hear it, and it was perfectly audible, and it was telling me... I don't remember the specific things it was saying, but it was saying, I remember thinking really abusive things, like really fucked up stuff, meant to scare me, like it was trying to scare me.
Was it a different voice, or was it your voice, like you're thinking to yourself?
It was a voice like, imagine closing your eyes and then hearing a voice from somewhere in the room, and you're not sure where it is.
Was it like a human voice? Like human?
It was your classic.
What I picture is, you guys remember Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Yeah.
When they meet Satan? That kind of voice. That's what I'm picturing.
It sounded like this. It was this sort of your classic growly,
dude. This shit sounds terrifying.
Kind of voice. No, but here's the thing. What saved me, ironically, was my skepticism, because I knew immediately. My brain went into
this is bullshit.
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
I can't move, but I could kick your ass if I wanted to.
I like Alex.
Get me free, and I'll fuck you up.
It was
that's what I do.
Get in here, motherfucker. See what happens. No, it was just I couldn't believe it. Not really.
Get up, Chucky.
Yeah.
But you can't move.
What an ugly doll.
You fuck with me.
Fuck you.
Remember that?
Yeah. Classic.
Essentially, all you're doing is laying there. You can't move. at all. And all you hear, and you can't even, essentially, like Jay said, your whole body shut down, so you can't even open your eyes. All you do is see blackness, and then you hear this voice. And this voice was telling me all this messed up stuff. And I just remember thinking, my brain immediately went, okay, you're having a sleep paralysis experience. Fuck. This isn't real. It just can't be. Mm. It can't be. And soon
did you wake
that,
up?
No, I just went right back to sleep because it wasn't real. What do I care?
Yeah. Like, but while you were trying to go to sleep, was the voice still fucking? You still hear it talking?
I think once I came into reality,
this and, isn't real.
Yeah, I think that. I honestly believe.
So what? I can't move my legs.
Yeah. It's.
I can't breathe.
Fuck you, man.
You see, but that was your introduction into the psychic world.
Yeah, and it really just sort of once you, if you can't believe in it, somehow it can't touch you, I think.
Yeah, true.
That's what happened.
But it was reaching out to you from back then, because the psychic world is real.
Mm.
And you were introduced to it that way. Just like I was introduced to it, and other people in different factions, different ways. It's like we're all experiencing that mostly in childhood. Because they always say that, like, in childhood, we have so little distractions because our minds are so fresh. Pure. So we're you know, open and receptive to, like, all this energy, both negative and positive and what have you. And so it's like now we recount this later as adults. And we're like, oh, yeah, you know, now we're connecting the dots. Or now we're making sense of all this weird stuff that happened earlier, you know. And you're putting it together now, and now you're starting to see that this was your destiny all along.
Well, I mean, that sounds nice, but
I didn't dedicate my life for anything.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't think it was paranormal. I honestly think it was just my brain being weird.
Don't you think? Mm. You said you were in a bad place, though, that night?
Just fucked up.
Calling for trauma?
Up. Well, I mean, in the sense that I was drinking and getting high a lot.
He's probably dehydrated, too.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
3 hours of red tube does that.
I'm not worried about that because...
Give him some milk.
What are you talking about?
It's a course of events that will continue.
Good time.
No, you know,
it will continue because, in a sense, when you're drawn into the paranormal, it's much like they say the people that are like the dead that notice people that could talk to them and stuff. They keep going back because they know that they can communicate their receptors, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had your experience for a reason. It's not just for nothing happens not for a reason. You're here talking on tonight on this show for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
This is only part of the beginning of things and a sequence of events of that we're all discovering, because there's a greater truth. We're all searching for it, but it's making itself evident. It's like we're peeking on our side, like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? And it's like going on the other side. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Doug,
and it's done that to you. And it's going to do it again is what I'm trying to say.
I could be wrong, but I don't think Alex is picking up what you're putting down.
Listen, I'm trying my best to be open-minded here, but I will say this much. I would like irrefutable something to sink my teeth into. That would be cool. Even if it's a ghost kicking my ass or whatever the hell, you know, like people say they have.
You're asking for it.
Yeah, man. Okay. They bring it.
Okay. Queen Mary.
Fuck that. Queen Mary.
Yeah.
No, we got our man because on Ghost Adventurers, I think it's Ghost Adventurers with Zach and what have you.
Yeah.
There's always a member on the team.
Mm-hmm.
That needs the proof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the go-getter.
They're the ones that get raped.
Scout in military training and what have you. It's the person that's the front runner.
Yeah.
The first to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
We just discovered who that person is on this
team.
You're
on scout.
No, and I can see myself doing that. Simply because I have
watch your ass.
I know.
And you did have an experience. You did have an experience.
Well,
he just doesn't consider it a valid experience.
You can chop it up to just weird dream sleep.
It was the mushrooms, man.
Yeah.
Oh God, I wish. No, have you? What is you guys' take on that? Because George, who called in earlier, the third member of the JAG team, not present today, wants to do DMT on the air.
What's DMT?
DMT.
It is...
Dimethyltryptamine. But it's the hardest drug to get in these fucking streets. It's not about money. It's not about anything. It's just a small supply of this shit.
It's a psychedelic, yeah.
It's a dimethyltryptamine. It's supposed to be...
It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their tool. Everybody has their method.
I prefer heroin.
Okay. Writers have their method.
Oh, God.
Dancers, artists, musicians, talk show hosts.
Tommy, off and open up the door, baby.
Some people, they'll have some beers, they'll smoke, what have you.
If he wants
to do DTM, and that's his method,
DMT. Mm-hmm.
By all means, do it. Because that's the method that he chooses. All
right,
Ghost,
I'm just going to do his DMT and sit up here with my butt in the air.
For everybody. Everybody's got their own road, baby.
Yeah,
we're all headed the same place, but we all got our own road.
Hey, Doug, I saw you got some of that dusty roads right there. We all headed in the same road, baby. We're going down the same streets.
Yeah,
and we gonna get there when we get there, baby.
I feel like 40 years ago, Doug knew all about mushrooms. He could teach me a few things. I think
I sense that you have traveled in channels less traveled.
Okay, I'll be the geek here. Yeah. Educate me. What is DMT?
DMT.
The spirit molecule.
Yeah, DMT. It's a dimethyltryptamine. It's apparently...
So slowly for me, because I'm kind of drunk.
No, that's different. What it's supposed to be is, first off, apparently it occurs naturally in your brain, and it is the chemical that is released at the moment of death, and we theorize that this is what causes people to see the white
flash life,
the white light. Yeah, your cat went from when you were 12, and then your
I smell grandma's bagels.
That's right.
My cat's name was Damn It. Yeah, go ahead.
Damn it!
Damn it!
Get over here, you little shit!
All right,
damn it!
Damn it!
Get off the couch.
I love you, damn it. I don't care what they say. It's supposed to be released at the moment of death, and it's supposed to be responsible for near-death experiences and the seeing of the whatever. Now, somewhere along the line, someone found a way to recreate it in the lab. And I'll share with you guys a story George told me about someone using DMT that motivated him to want to try it. And I told him, George, if you're listening, if you can make it happen, man, I'll do it with you. We'll do it on the air. It'll be fun.
We'll film you.
I'll fucking die with you, bro. Yeah.
Butt naked in the woods, barefoot, man.
Nah, bro. Butt hole naked.
You. Yeah.
And you know, just by talking to George.
That, and then after that, we'll do DMT.
and just by talking to George, George is a pretty straight-laced guy, so... It's weird that
he's
he
in
would
the closet, okay?
But he studied this, though.
No, he did research. Those are two very fascinating points. You're correct in that you're right. I don't think George would touch anything where he didn't really know all about it, but he knows all about it.
Yeah, he fucks with
it.
That's
what it is.
But she won't know about it. Believe you, man.
And
I'm telling you right
anything
now.
Else, if you want to do any fucking thing else, as long as you've got money, you can do it. DMT is not money-based. It's like a fucking time. I still don't understand exactly how, but fucking the top of celebrity can't just get the shit on demand.
He says he's trying to figure out how to make it, and where he's going to make it himself, and we're going to drop it because we're insane.
Oh, fuck, I didn't make DMT, I made stools.
Hey, did you know about the Cecil Hotel that there was supposedly some kind of science lab down there where they were experimenting with some shit like that? I don't know if it was the DMT.
I wonder what happened if I stick my finger in this butthole.
Invisibility cloaks.
Yeah, invisibility cloaks.
That's
thank you.
Kind of like Harry Potter shit.
Thank you, Dre.
Hey, my dick's out. Can you see it? No, it
works. It works.
It works. No,
could use that in seventh
success.
Grade.
You can't see it, but your penis is pretty small. So.
Oh, fuck. Back to the lab I go.
The invisibility.
What was that?
The invisibility cloaks theory, in conjunction with what happened to the lady and the footage that we see of her on YouTube.
Now, DR, why the fuck is this the first time that you're saying this? You was quiet as fuck the first time they was talking about the... When Carlos was talking about the fucking ghost pumping shit. You didn't talk about invisibility cloaks.
I mentioned it.
Don't beat it.
All right, DR's pretty fucked up. I might be wrong.
Last year, one time, I think I mentioned it.
Yeah, DR, for the first time ever, fucking, and you're like about to beat his ass.
Don't fight.
You know what? Fuck Tremaine, bro. Break it down.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, so you were saying,
Tremaine? No, it's fucking spooky, dude. That in conjunction with that.
Well, that's... You want evidence, all you got to do... Just go to the Cecil Hotel, man.
Mm-hmm.
We went there. We had our doubts about this whole thing that we were involved in from the beginning.
just like anybody, you know, logically you're like, you know, what the hell are we doing spending money and time, you know, doing, you know, some city hotel, you know, in the bad part of downtown LA, you know, in spite of what everyone hyped it up with in the media, you know, it was still a reality check. It was like, what the hell?
You were
what are we doing here?
It was hipsters writing those reviews, man.
You guys be okay if I pass it back?
You know?
It was the hipsters writing those reviews, brother. However,
it's real.
It is.
We were there. We ran through just, which we is ramped. What we do.
Ramped.
We
oh, easy, yeah.
Made it happen.
Oh.
We went there. And
that's me, that motherfucking sake.
And it said yes. Psychically, we were in tune. I'll give you my version. My version was, I was told not to even come back there.
By who?
By the dark entity that was at the Cecil.
Tell also about the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, tell bring it down again.
As I was made, as that was psychically made evident to me, we were in the downstairs hotel lobby, and the song Hit the Road Jack. Don't you come back? Don't you come back no more? No more. Yeah. To confirm it, before that song came on, I already had the thought because it was already saying that to me, right? So it's like that
dream lover.
And a lot of other things. But
when
okay,
we first
here we
arrived,
go.
Dream Lover was playing. Yeah.
Forbidden Lover.
Wow. Here you go, dear.
That got violent.
Hey, man, look at you. You shredded like a Julian. Give me that motherfucking map.
Give me that bowl.
Tell him about the beginning.
No, it was just, I'm a musician, and so it was like, I'm in tune to music. So it was just like bizarre, the lyrics, like the music that was playing, like when we got their dream lover,
but that is forbidden love,
you know, and even on the elevator, what was the song, the soundtrack, it was
they're
like,
playing a Forbidden Orifice, right?
But you know, anybody at the
right,
nothing forbidden.
There are no forbidden orifices.
Welcome to
no
the Anthony LA Radio Show. Yeah, hey, let me make a pause. Give us a call at 424-724-23. The Activate
any
LA
corny
hotline.
Guy could have like set up those soundtracks, and I think you said that, Tremaine.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sure wasn't the maitre d'. You guys had a
right,
experience.
Right.
So Alex, you're of the mind that the spiritual realm isn't. It's a like more of a imagination thing than an actual. Like you said, you need like a physical hard proof, not just like I heard a voice or I felt something.
Yeah, I mean, insofar as I would like again to experience something that I could sink my teeth into, something where I see it and okay, well you can't deny that.
So from your stance of this moment right now, are you skeptical or it doesn't exist?
You know, I don't. Know that I swing one way or the other necessarily. I think that
you want an answer. You want something.
No,
no,
straight up. And by the way,
that's a different show.
No, straight up. No, I follow your show.
That kind of freaky.
You want proof? Yeah. No. And here's the thing. Like I was saying earlier, it isn't. I'm not a.
Shout out to that guy in the back of the magazine with a bewildered face that says "Bicurious."
I know that guy.
424.
It's more because I'm not skeptical. I am skeptical. Jesus fucking God. What's in this stuff?
You know what?
Give me that bowl.
Like I'm not. Somebody put some alcohol in my alcohol.
I'm not a testicle. I'm telling you. You know this
it's
is the
Jesus
thing about
juice.
Me. No, I will tell you the truth. God's I'm not a water. Testicle.
No, I really. Here's the thing. Anybody Christian or Catholic. So I'll get to your question in a second. But I honestly believe Jesus wanted us to drink alcohol. Because
I wish Jesus though, bro. Yeah. Jesus or
he converted water into wine. And wouldn't it have been easier to just leave it water?
Right.
But he made it into wine. Yeah. With
right.
an effort.
Hey guys, you gonna get fucked up right now, so we go ahead and get you drunk. Somebody's about to die.
Communion. No. Communion was wine and bread.
That's hold
good
on.
Alex,
I thought that was Moses.
You should have made it into sake, bro. This
don't
is
worry.
Feeling great right now, isn't it?
It's
okay. Sake.
Oh, this is what feeling.
I maintain, I'm not sure Jesus was Asian.
It happens the way it happens. It really does
he
happen
been,
the way
I mean,
it happens.
Maybe.
But no, in answer to your question, I am skeptical in that I want proof. I refuse to believe in anything where I haven't seen it directly.
But and you won't look for something that you don't believe in, though.
No, here's the thing.
Sort of like my dad.
If it's real, then why should it matter if I believe it or not?
Daddy issues.
No, my dad was in my life. It's all good. It's just for the show.
Let's hear about dad, Jermaine.
My dad's a gigantic pussy. I will openly call him out on the show. I call him a pussy 15 times on our show every single every
podcast. Yeah, but he doesn't listen to ours.
It will make it so.
I haven't seen my dad this straight up.
Are you kidding me? If my dad if I thought anybody I loved or cared about or even had seen listened to our show, I wouldn't say half the shit I say. The only reason,
yes. Fuck you, Granny.
Yeah, to me, these microphones lead into a dark, musty tunnel, dark way beneath the earth. Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for. Because now, why does it smell like the beach in here?
Be careful what you wish for.
It's a socks.
Be careful what you
know. That, madam, is rude, madam. Okay, that is
not my socks. That's my sack.
Fucking dare you.
But that's so weird when you think about it. Yeah, we're talking into electricity. Electricity carries things, right? Oh. And it's like.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's like he's
I'm not worried about you believing or not believing because when you go to the right places, you will experience the right things.
You got to learn today.
It will happen.
That I can get behind that. I can get behind that.
Behind what?
Here's the thing. Again, I'm not cynical. In other words, I'm not saying that this is impossible. What I am saying is, why should I believe in something I've never seen or experienced or anything?
Exactly. But. Keep your mind open because it will happen.
And you guys are hyping it up.
Wait, I'm gonna now look forward to it. Do you want to see?
I'm open to it.
You want to see? Don't want to see?
Hard yes or no? Yes, of course. I would like.
Let's ask the eight ball.
Because then it would present an aspect of reality that I could no longer ignore. That I would essentially ignore to my own peril, right?
Well, you're taunting it now.
So am not taunting it.
Yeah, he is.
No, but, and by the way,
is Boris the butt rape goat going to come and visit Alex? Yes or no?
It's real.
It is me, Boris.
I'm ready to rape the butt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, I'm wearing that.
Where are the collars for the eight ball?
Well, I was trying to announce the phone, but yeah. Anyway, 424-777-2423. Give us a call.
Activate LA Hotline.
You know what Boris likes? Because, I mean, I can accommodate.
No problem.
Boris likes soft, wet holes. Yeah. No matter who it is.
I'll tell you something. My mother.
My nickname is the Power Bottle.
424-777-2423. Give us a call.
That's interesting.
Say that again. I never played baseball, but my position is always the catcher.
It's weird.
My mother
to be about my family. I come from a weird group of people.
My mother and my aunt. Yeah, okay, weird family. But they had abilities, and I really turned my mind off to it, Alex. I did, because I wasn't going to be a freak. Because when I'd hear them talk about it, I'm like, no way.
What kind of abilities specifically did they have?
Well, for instance, my aunt was on an airplane with a stranger. Well, that sounds kind of kinky, but she was sitting next to him, and he was holding a woman's watch. And so she asked him, may I please see the watch? And he's like, yeah. So she looked at the watch, she felt it, and she goes, did this belong to your wife? And he said, yeah. Yeah, it did. And she goes, did she die of a heart attack? And he goes, yeah. That kind of weird stuff. Or when my mom went to her psychoanalysis group and they all had to put a possession in the middle of the room and they had to feel it and kind of get something out of it. All she could tell, it was a shoe, and all she could see was swaying palms.
Did someone bring their dildo?
No.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, speaking of dildo, I got a lot of feeling out of this. I hope it worked for you guys as well.
Well, check it out.
I'm feeling vibrations. Oh, shit, it's on.
Swing vibrations.
Turn that off. I'm sorry about that. It's a slippery sucker.
I didn't mean for this.
All she could see were palm trees. Alex, you're a pip.
Thank you.
All she could see were palm trees swaying in the wind, and so... Everybody had to give their rendition of what they saw. And she was embarrassed. She said, nah, I'm not going to say what I saw. It doesn't make any sense. But the guy, Dr. Jewel, told her, you know, please tell us what you saw. And she goes, okay, it sounds really stupid, but I saw palm trees swaying in the wind. Mm-hmm. The owner of the shoe said, that's right. I calibrate wind, and we use palm trees to calibrate the wind speed. So, I mean, like, weird shit like that. You know what I mean? Just weird, quirky, deja vu shit that I've had, but I've turned it off.
It connects. It gets personal with you.
Go for it.
You investigate this stuff, and it does get personal with you, and it does make itself evident to you, and you will discover it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you haven't really, you know, you got to go out in the trenches. It's like if you want to get involved in the paranormal, you got to get out in the trenches. You got to make it happen. You got to look up the places that have high paranormal activity and see for yourself, right? And see if it's real.
Right.
Go to the places where this stuff actually happens.
That way you won't go without that.
We did. And now we can go on radio shows and what have you, podcasts, what have you, and say, yes, it's true.
Right.
It is real.
Well,
and we have felt and experienced stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I'm open to seeing something. I will tell you this much, Doug. And this says a lot coming from me, which is, I like you. You seem like a really cool guy.
Well, you fucking
and,
yeah.
And it's how dare you? How dare you?
Okay. Well,
and it is.
Dougie, that's
a hard yes. No more soggy yes. For Mark. No more soggy.
Would you fuck me? I fuck me.
Why
you think that motherfucker's good?
I'll tell you this much. Hey, one thing I will say about the paranormal community is you all seem to be really cool people. In other words, the reason why I think that these guys think I'm an ass.
He didn't mention me.
Right.
Oh,
no.
What about ladies?
You're part of the cool. You know, but yeah, the reason why these guys think I'm an ass is because I feel like
the
community.
No,
well, yeah. I play one on the
You radio. Met him today.
You get
it. Guess it on me. You'll think differently. No, but it is.
I was brought up to be respectful to my elders.
Tenga respeto.
There you go.
Yeah. No, but you guys all seem to be really chill and like cool and just want to, hey man, let's get high, whatever. And that's awesome.
Yeah. For the record, I was not injecting marijuana.
Who has this?
I don't want to get pissed at it at work, okay?
Mother, nothing is happening.
I was not injecting marijuana today.
Whereas the skeptical community tends to have a lot of a-holes and people that don't respect other people's feelings, much like myself. But
it is
your brand. It is, right. There you go. How dare you expose my secret?
If I tell my secrets, well, then you gotta be going around telling my secrets.
Today.
That's right. No, it is a you know, and that is something that means something. I mean, that's a step in the right direction for me.
We're all headed there, man. That's why we're all together tonight. Mm. It's like we want answers.
Hey, bro, just grease it up, grab those ankles, and let the spirit in, man.
Now, by working together, we're going to find out more truths.
I bet you, of all of us at the Queen
Mary, you grab that mic, aggressive as fuck.
You are going to don't out me. You are going to see the little girl at the pool, Alex. Alex is going to see the little girl at the pool. 8-Ball, is that correct?
What is little? How's little?
Like 9 or something?
If she approaches me, I'll beat the shit out of her.
She's a ghostess.
Okay.
424-777-2423.
Yeah,
that's a call. I know. I see you guys.
While we wait for
an maybe.
Not so good.
We already got Outlook not so good.
Outlook not so good.
Yeah,
all right.
Because you don't have an open mind, dude.
Oh, I think. What difference does it make how open my mind is? I want it. I'm saying, ghosts, come get me. Come on.
Well, that's where I'm talking about the right environment. You know, you go to the right environment. You have to go to the right environment. Mm. It's being in the right place at the right time. Right? It's like you want to see a celebrity, you don't go to Compton.
Yeah. Well, but you can see Dre and Snoop.
They're there too.
All those guys.
Where do you go? You go Beverly Hills, right?
You won't see Paris Hilton
or
Compton.
You go to the Valley.
I don't know. If you're going to a hip-hop show, you might go to Compton to see celebrities.
You want to go see a ghostie.
Mm-hmm.
You want something freaky weird to happen. Mm.
Go to an environment.
Right?
Go to activeitla.com.
You go to the CSO Hotel. You go to the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. Mm. You go to
the older parts of
Queen Mary. You go to places that already are known to be haunted. Beyond the touristy shit, where it's during the day and everybody's like buying souvenirs, you know, magnets and t-shirts and fucking
the
pens, you know, and stuff like that.
Stop.
You know,
I like to catch him fresh in park right next to the morgue delivery
bay. That's what we did. We were like, okay, we're going to find out for ourselves. We're going to spend the night because it's at night that all the magic happens. It's at night where it gets personal.
It's also at night that the freaks come out.
It's true.
I just got paid. I'm ghosting
everybody.
We could go to the Marx Brothers mansion,
I'm afraid they're
going to
do something to my ass.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest.
Do you charge extra for fisting?
If I go with you guys to the next mission,
yeah,
I want Alex to be there.
Yeah,
he'll keep me safe. He'll keep me safe. He'll be like, "Hey man, this ain't bullshit."
Good,
and I'll be like, "I'll be trying to be macho, like, yeah,
but what the fuck do you mean you can't smoke in the hotel room?"
The thing about
that, I want Angel to be there.
The,
yeah, go for it.
The thing about our show is that you know we. I do believe in this stuff, but we also try to take a scientific approach too.
Right.
So you know, we're not just gonna right off the bat believe, you know, that something.
Don't know what the DR
does.
Oh, sorry, man. Weird stuff's going on.
Yeah, we're not just right off the bat gonna believe, you know, that you know just because we see it on this video that it's something that really
happened.
That doesn't
mean that you're closed-minded because you don't just believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, in other words, I need something more.
I'm gonna need at least two finger entry.
Well, I like three. How dare you?
But you know what? I'm afraid that when you have your epiphany, what you're gonna be like?
Please go away. Make a leave.
I might be like, you know, I might start wearing white robes and
like a fucking start
selling like
peace brothers.
No, it's fascinating to think about. I like that I suddenly became the focal point of everything, evidently.
Yeah, we
obviously.
We're on the camp where we've already
Hey guys, he doesn't believe. Let's look at him and make him feel awkward.
Yeah, let's try to make him believe.
You guys, didn't.
A moment of silence and just stare.
It's essential. It's essential. We need.
You guys didn't bank on the fact that I love attention.
Let's really kill this difference because we don't understand him.
You attention getter.
We need you to be the contrast. We need the skepticism, and I believe. Because I've experienced it, so I believe you will experience it too.
And listen,
and when you do, you're fired.
That contrast is what I feel like I bring to our show, the Jack Show. Right. Meaning
product placement.
I've often told these guys is if it wasn't for me, it would just be an hour of you two jerking each other off,
just like tickling each other's balls.
Yeah,
and
so it's a good.
Let me do it for a camera.
That nobody challenges.
Hey, the ghost spoke to me. No, it fucking didn't. You're just high, bro.
Yeah,
but you need that though. It's true. You're so right. You can't have everybody on the same camp. Mm-hmm. It's too boring. It's like, yes, it happened. Oh yeah, it happened. It happened. Yes, it did.
And that's
you need to be the voice of reason.
You're right. You know, because not everybody.
There's just
need
so many different
contrast.
Opinions out there and different personalities.
Yes. Yeah, except mine is right.
And you know what? It's fine because somebody that really has experienced it and walked the walk and talked the talk is not going to be intimidated by somebody that doesn't believe in this shit.
Right.
Because it's like, it don't matter, homie. You come down.
When a white person's been drinking.
Exactly. Right?
Wait till you guys meet Bad Barbara.
Yeah, when you show up to the party, homie.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
It's going to happen.
Hey, homie.
Because you're in the right place at the right time. It's all a matter of timing, I found.
He's bad Alex.
You got to be at the right place at the right time. You even pick high peak paranormal times. When we went to the Cecil, it was Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Cool.
Was that like a cholo game?
Hollywood Rose
like a ghost cholo game? 13,
it was Halloween.
Halloween.
The watching hour. You go with the flow. You know, you jump in when it's high tide.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get it. You're going to get wet. You're going to jump in and you're going to get wet with the waves.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is activity.
And this is Alex right there.
Yeah, baby.
Like on the Jack Radio. This is their show right here.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
Nice, smooth. And aerodynamic Alex here.
Yeah,
hey, fuck that guy.
Is that you? That's you, right?
Yes.
You like more like a
you can't hear
what's playing.
His hair's down. Yeah,
it's
weird.
Yeah, I'm just showing the
talking.
This
it's the lights.
This is us
in the
doing.
Back.
This is us doing our thing.
And you see that guy in the corner right there?
Is that the
that doesn't look like a Tostito.
Is there somebody in the corner? I'm looking at it like right here.
Oh, who's that guy?
Who's that handsome devil? Good God!
You have a little goatee there.
I'd fuck him.
Oh God!
Would you do me?
Oh,
I do me.
Hey, ladies, I fuck on the first date.
So where's George?
Hey, you come out twice then.
Oh, I know. What the fuck? That's a yeah. That's a
now
glitch.
He's gone. Now he's gone.
That's there you go. That's George. That's George.
Yeah, that's our friend.
That's our buddy.
I want to give a shout out to Ruthie Cisneros. She's tuning in. Give us a call. 424-777-2423. That's 424-777-2423.
Is Ruthie a feminist?
Yeah, my man.
Shout out to George being depleted of all fluids, but seeing himself on the screen and having another round in him.
No, and speaking
is that George
yeah.
in the middle?
Yeah, that's George.
The man himself. Speaking of him, I actually never did get to tell you guys the anecdote that he told me about DMT.
Okay.
It was fascinating because the reason why he wants to try it.
Yeah, how come you're upside down there?
I have no idea.
What type of sorcery is this?
Engineer Dre working his magic.
Okay, it's overshot.
Yeah, playing the Ouija board.
It is.
Why does he want to use it?
He wants to use it because he said that he heard a testimony of a woman who said the following. She took some DMT and she suddenly, you know, she started to trip out and she found herself in a strange place. But the feeling that she got during this trip was that she thought to herself, I know this place. I somehow know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking around and according to her account says, what she said was, once she realized where she was, she said, this is the place where you come to pick a body for your next life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And so she's looking around and she's like, oh, my God, I've been here. I've been here hundreds and hundreds of times.
Wow.
And she apparently she knew the way around or what have you, and she
I'm gonna grab the one with the big tits.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's why you're my homeboy. Where you at?
Good life.
I want an Asian ass.
Ooh, can we get that on the drop? Use on my show.
That's awesome. Asian ass.
Oh my god.
That's challenge.
Damn, like nothing. You know, like ooh.
So you guys believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, and I figured you guys would get a kick out of that. It is,
do you believe
that
in reincarnation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
George says,
"Fuck yeah,
yeah."
The answer really? Is
yeah.
Interesting. Why is that?
Why do I believe it?
Or anybody?
I've gone through many points in my life where I've seemingly recognized the situation, like I was replaying a scene, or places that supposedly I'd never been to before, where I knew what was around the corner.
Mm. But. My Facebook buddy who went to school with me is a chemist, and he works for DNA, like a 23andMe and stuff. Mm-hmm. He says that there's a concept about genetic DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, for years, I couldn't sleep with anything around my throat. I felt like something was choking me. My seventh great grandmother was hung.
Stop it.
Okay, like weird stuff. like an unfounded fear. Like, why am I afraid of that? You know, it's like a genetic, not only just your DNA, like your body, but your memory.
So do you think it's something that has to do where the soul is like recycled into the family? Or
could be.
It could be anybody.
Yeah, I think it's recycled through the family. Okay. But I'm keeping an open mind.
Oh, I got another lifetime with these losers.
God, fuck.
That's hell to me. Fuck. No, and it's fascinating. In terms of things being transmitted through DNA, we got into on our last show about how you can feel when someone's staring at you. You know what I mean? And I get, you know, say for instance, I know that when I was in college, I would... say I'm in the library and there's a pane of glass between me and whoever's walking, and if you would stare over at that person, they would feel it or sense it or whatever.
Look directly
and they would
at
turn
you.
And look at you.
Yeah.
And I think what that is we're in our anthropological past as humans, when we were living in the jungle or the savanna, you, in order to survive, you had to develop, in a sense, eyes in the back of your head.
Yes.
Because this is the era before there were police. This is the era before there was anything. It was just you out gathering resources, berries, hunting, whatever. And anybody could come up behind you, stab you in the back,
So what? I smash your skull. What? Yeah. Man, your shit gonna happen. I'm gonna take your shit.
Or any other kind of
are we
predator.
Back in Ghana? No.
all nine listeners in Ghana, big shout out to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're from and two international.
You're unified now. You're not French home. And Dutch Ghana anymore. You're Ghana.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know there was French.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think they teach that in the schools anymore.
In Mexico, they call me Grande Dongas.
Oh, Grande Nuggets? Yeah, you into the Kardashian?
El Señor Badonka Donk.
Into the Kardashian type of shit?
And we think, and you know, the fact that humans carry that trait, if it's passed down, I mean, I suspect it's passed down through DNA.
Right.
So it's possible that there's more stuff being passed down genetically than we are aware of.
Not only that, Alex, but we've become more immune to the senses. Because we do have police, because we do live in a community, and we're in civilization.
Tap into your internal.
That's right. That's right. So we've lost touch with our senses.
Now, what George was saying on the show, our third leg, who's not here, was that he believes that everything is unified through some sort of energy field or something like that, and that's what he attributes this to.
DMT.
What do you guys make of that? Are we, in other words, are we all unified one. In some way that we don't fully perceive?
Part of the
how many
same
times have you said something to someone and they're like, I was just thinking about that?
Hey, yo, son, I ain't never seen you, but I want to sock you in your fucking face right now. Do you know why?
Why, Tremaine?
Because you're full of mean hatred.
Fuck you.
Because when I saw you, I thought love, okay?
I'm socking you too.
What about my electrical
but I love
energy?
You so much.
Sock.
I know why I want to sock you, because fuck you.
Yo, don't let your sexual frustrations out right now, bro.
I'm true. Socking. Well, I was going to hug you, but now maybe not. Okay?
Who farted?
Oh, that was me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Gotta make a statement.
Not me, I have a tight hole.
Oh, no.
I can fix that.
Oh, my God.
What the hell happened? Oh, yeah, that
was
looking
psychic. Everyone's had too much reason
about this. Let me make a quick pause. We're about to end the show. We still got 15 minutes, though. We're having a great time.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
What do you mean it's not over?
We got started kind of late, but let's take a moment.
I want to be over.
I'm going to have to.
By the fact you don't believe.
Take yeah. it,
Ray. I'm about to do this part that I love.
That
I'm about to cut the mics.
And that you will.
I'm kidding. I'm
Rhythm and Nance.
But just want to give a shout out to everybody that came down to Rhythm and Nance at Tokyo Beat this past Wednesday.
3 years.
3 years. You know, Dougie's been seeing us, you know, for 3 years there.
Yeah, Wednesday
you know?
Night was epic.
But every third Wednesday of the month, we got Rhythm and Nance inside Tokyo Beat. And
319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. Tokyo Beat.
This past Wednesday, we had a variety of people showed up.
All kinds of different motherfuckers.
Friends and family, and you know, a lot of folks came.
Did you have fun?
Too many homeless. Yeah, I had to leave early because I had to work the next morning, man. But it was really cool, man.
Shout out to the girls that came and took pictures and said they're coming back, but didn't. Fuck you.
Yeah. No, but shout out to Crack Punch, the number one homeless guy.
Is that the guy that gets aggressive when he asks for money?
You know, he's a legend.
Crack Punch.
Crackpunch.com.
Jesus Christ.
Tall dude with the mustache and the beard.
Say that three times. Like Beetlejuice.
Quick punch.
But thank you all for coming down, man, and supporting.
Hey, you got $3.
And supporting 3 years strong.
He's here.
What do you mean you got like this model 350? You got 350?
Like this model 350?
He didn't give me 350. I said, why don't you get the 350?
What that? What the woman that lot of money keep coming around? Woman, you keep getting that lot of money 350. Does she even know what the episode?
Boy, has this show gone off the rails?
I know. Let me finish giving a shout out to everybody that came down. I'll plug in your social media. So thank y'all for coming down. You know, to Tokyo Beat, man. 3 years, we're still doing it. You know, and Dougie is still there too, doing it too in Tokyo Beat.
He is. He's the man.
Tokyo Beat's got the best ramen.
Thanks, Ray.
So and no, thank you, Dougie man.
Thanks, Ray. Man.
Fucking right.
But give us a call. We still got 15 more minutes. We got Jack Radio. We got Connect the Dots. We got Tremaine in the house. We got Andre. We got Naomi Rhodes. Now, we have not been paying attention to Naomi Rhodes. What do you think about all this, though? Like, do you believe in it?
Over the weekend.
Do you believe in it? I mean, supernatural stuff and all that?
Hey, listen, would you come on our show? Because it's a cockfest week after week after week on our fucking show.
Did you get that, Naomi?
I'll prove it's bigger than right now.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
Cockfest, I'm there.
Actually, yeah. For anybody listening, we are.
No. Dude, use a centimeter side.
Let me put the microphones down.
That's what I'm a Viking.
Alex, 32.
So before that, I know, like, let her answer the question, though. So far, you believe in supernatural, all this stuff?
I mean, I guess, kind of like Alex, like, I want to believe. I don't believe everything. I'm listening. I'm open-minded to it all. I don't know exactly how I feel about
it. Now, Alex, she's perfect. Because now, as he was saying, now he's got backup. And it's a female backup.
Yeah.
And of course she's perfect. She's a 33.
We're always looking for more guests. You guys are more than welcome to come on as well.
What's up?
Thank you.
What is you guys' show?
Right now, it's jumping up over the place.
No, you gotta speak to Lady Boo.
Saturday or Sunday? Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You guys are canceled. Get the fuck out of here.
The reason why, like, maybe sometimes things come up, car breaks down again.
Yeah.
No.
That's right, bud.
No, it happens, dude. I mean, it's...
No, but yeah, you know what? We're trying to find a solid spot. We were sticking to Sundays, and now we're doing Saturdays a lot.
We seem to be doing Saturday. I know for a fact... This next show, Saturday, 8:30, we should go on the air at that point. So tune in there.
If Naomi Rose is open, if you guys are open on Saturday, it'll be like, hell yeah.
Well, we go live on Facebook, so anybody who wants to tune in.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys want to call.
If they want to come down.
Jag Radio.
JagRadio.com.
You guys will have to have
Barbara. Part of the Super Audio Network.
You're welcome as well. Everybody in this room is welcome.
Yeah, everybody's welcome.
I get off of work after 10, but if y'all are still there or something, I can call in.
If you're not in this room,
I know recently you guys are working the... calling to you guys.
Fucking sick, bro.
I know. Dre recently is like working the hotlines and all that. But Mae Tremaine, Connect the Dots, Naomi Rhodes.
If you guys want to go, we're always willing to have more people come on, see what they think about, you know, all of this stuff. We're gonna, you know, just trying to have a good conversation and try to get, you know, the truth out there, you know, if we can or. You know,
at least our opinions.
Well, no,
exactly.
and by the way,
something like it. Hashtag truth.
Anybody has had any experiences, we definitely want to hear about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything in terms of whether it be anything with ghosts or aliens.
One time, my uncle touched me. He's not dead, but I have been touched.
So, Jag Radio on Facebook.
Everybody, and I understand. I know what it's like.
Alex. Plug in you guys' social media and the whole website and everything.
That's Jay's job, man.
It's my job,
Where can they find us?
They could find us on Facebook, /JagRadio, at JagRadio.com.
That's J-A-G.
On Twitter, at JagRadio1, and also on the new Super Audio Network YouTube channel. So look us up there, Jag Radio, JagRadio.com.
If they want to email you guys, maybe they have stories. Maybe they would like to be on your show.
Dick pics.
Extra dick pics. They can message us.
What do you think about this angry ghost?
Yeah, they can hit us up on Facebook. It's haunting. All right. It's so big. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Paranormal penetration.
All right.
The ironic thing is he was a black cock.
Oh, God. All right. Let the guests plug in their holy cock. Come on. Yeah. All right.
If anybody wants to, if they have a story they want to share, just hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. We do have email addresses on the website at jagradio.com. So hit us up on those emails as well.
Right. And listen, for the emails, pick your favorite guy at jagradio.com, right?
Exactly.
Who's that going to be?
Alex at jagradio.com, George at jagradio.com, and so forth.
The quickest page on social media to contact you guys, that would be
Facebook.
Facebook. Jag Radio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, /Jag Radio.
Jag Radio.
Facebook.
Yeah.com. Okay, cool.
Yeah, listen, I never check my email, so keep all your hate.
If I can find it, you can find it.
That's right. Yeah, thank you, Barbara.
She found it.
I found it right away.
She disliked your first video.
I love these guys. I can't wait. Like, have us on. We'd love to be there.
Thank you so much. No, and again, our show isn't only paranormal stuff. We talk about any number of things, everything under the sun. Most notably, the nature of success in modern society, modern relationships, any number of things. You want to hear guys shoot the shit for an hour. You know, if you want to hear some ghost stuff, we got your back. We got
Jag Radio.
Is it the Girl Haters Club? Am I allowed?
He's the fucking asshole.
I think it's
talking about Little Rascals. The He-Man
Woman Haters Club.
What do you mean you're pregnant? You want to go to Six Flags and ride some roller coasters?
Maybe have a sip of champagne and get in the jacuzzi. Nothing will happen, I swear.
And also, they can watch you guys live on YouTube, which is NSAS. That's the new Super Audio Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So watch us live. If you guys want to comment while we're doing the show on YouTube or on Facebook, you know, you guys are more than welcome. Ask your questions. Tell us your stories. We want to hear your stories. We want to, you know, get people's opinions on whatever it is that we're talking about.
But there's a lot of people out there that they're afraid to talk about this type of stuff because maybe they don't have the friends.
Yeah,
they're
that's open, true.
You know, or maybe they're scared that they're going to look at them weird. Or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They haven't found the show, so jagradio.com.
Yeah, jagradio.com. And if you are, you know, scared, you know, you don't want to reveal yourself, you're more than welcome to hit us up anonymously, send us a message, or send us an email.
You can still call in and just use a fake accent.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
Yeah.
A sexy accent. Yeah,
I prefer Boris. Brings back good memories. Yeah, in terms of what you just mentioned, part of the reason and one of the original aims for the show was we wanted to give people a forum where they could talk about these things without fear of being ostracized and so forth. Listen, I may bust balls, everybody, but I'm trying to get to the truth as much as anybody else.
Right.
Come on the show. Yeah. If you've got something to say that is significant, I urge you, we all urge you, we want to hear it. So get the fuck on.
But significant or not, it's entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
You make it fun. Although, to be fair, we have had a few debacles with guests specifically.
where
literally people will come on our show.
Guest fiascos.
Oh, my God. People will come on the show and, okay, they have a story to share. Fantastic. Tell us your ghost story. And it's, well, fool, it's because, like, I was, like, outside the bathroom one time and, like, I heard some weird noises and then I opened the door and there's nobody there. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You came on the radio to say this? Really? For God's sake.
Is that for real?
Is that my life?
I know this guy, Bart, he doesn't believe in ghosts, but he has three nuts.
It's a hernia.
Did you just to that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I find that fascinating.
Nah, y'all are the only two people that I know that.
Yeah. that's my favorite sound.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, when we first started doing that, I thought, Jesus fucking Christ, it's going to terrify listeners. People are scared as shit with your big ass making weird noises.
Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea Blackman.
Yeah, tune in to ActivateLA.com. I mean, that's where you're watching the stream. But LAPartyRadio.com.
Oh, you can listen. On.
But give us a call.
What just happened?
At 777-2423.
They're looking at a cell phone, and I have
that. Oh, no.
424-777-2423. No, we have a lady, like, asking,
where can she find us?
You can find us on JagRadio.com or on Facebook /JagRadio. Hit us up. Chelsea, if you have a story, a personal experience, go for it.
We have an 8-ball question.
Or if you want to call right now,
we have
424-777-2423. The Activate LA Hotline.
I think she should call in and ask you. Talk to you guys.
Yeah. We would love that.
We have an eight ball question.
What was the question?
From Katerina Kufalis, will the Mets win a World Series?
Oh, there we go.
Hey, I got an answer for you. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Katerina does. Respect.
Yeah. It's going to whoop you up. Wow. Well, while Dougie like this.
You got served, buddy.
Like this.
Now I'm going to get pwned, I know.
Reply
what does
no.
it say?
The eighth ball has spoken, man.
Give him the mic.
The reply is no. Do you want to do 2 out of 3?
But give us a call right now so you can talk to the guys of Jag Radio, and that is 424-777-2423.
Yeah.
Call in. Well, where can she reach you right now? Because she was like, you know, where can she tune in? No, she was asking where can she tune in to you guys' show.
She could check us out on Facebook. Again, we go live every Saturday or Sunday. Usually like around 6:30.
Right. Although this week, we can tell you with a good amount of certainty. We're going in. Is it Saturday at 8:30?
Saturday at 8:30. So check us out. Live, on.
Are there any alerts that we can get? Like you can alert me through Facebook or something when it's going
to
be on.
I think yeah. Like whenever.
Is there some way you can send the vibration to my pocket?
No. Yeah. The way you do it. You subscribe to the New Super Audio Network on YouTube. That is NSAS. And then they send you, whenever they go online, that's the way I know you guys go online.
Right.
They notify you, like if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, and then
that's good to know.
Yeah, and also you'd have to ask Lady Boo, our secret executive producer.
Right.
She knows well in advance when we're going to go on. Yeah.
Also, Chelsea, if you want to...
She works into 11...
Okay. So if you want to see other episodes that we've done in the past as well, just go to the website. We have all of our websites.
Everything
JAGradio.com.
And you can watch. That's JAG and then the word radio. And you can watch us in the studio chopping it up, doing what we do.
Right.
Or you can listen to an audio file if you prefer, not to see our fugly faces and just listen to our
face,
fugly
sir.
Voices.
How fucking dare you?
Binge watch.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea. Before we leave, I wanted to get Barbara and Doug's take on the fact. I mean, okay, on our show, on the Jack Show, we all have what can be described as our specialty. George is into channeling and all kinds of weird spirit contact. Jay here loves ghosts and hauntings and poltergeists. I guess by default, and because it's the only thing that I've had somewhat of a direct experience with that I somewhat believe is the alien guy. What's your take on life on other planets and our people being abducted and that sort of thing?
You got that?
Before we get to Barbara's response to that, I just want to thank everybody listening live on LAPartyRadio.com.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're going to go into some extended hours edition right here. More conversation. You can listen to that at the talented Mr. Funk. Podomatic, or also at ActivateLA.com.
They can download the episodes.
And if you end up not listening to us, we'll see you again next Sunday.
Every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Is this technically a crossover? I guess it is.
It's a crossover.
It's a
cross because it's Jag Radio and Connected Dots.
Midnight is coming
technically
up.
Like a crossover. Yeah, I gotta get a girl, so we'll be.
Oh yeah.
Either way, good night to you all. And thanks for tuning in.
Well, actually, yeah, we're about to end for.
We're gonna keep on going
on LA Party Radio. Yeah, but we're still on ActivateLA.com. So, but before we leave, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Globe Beverages.
BlueArchDigital.com.
We got the last two bottles of Glow, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna hook us up again soon.
It looks delicious.
Drink it. Wow. The white one is good, like for the hangover.
Really?
Like, the next day, right there, like the two bottles back there.
So the one with the white letters?
Yeah, that's for like, and then the one in black, that's the energy drink.
Real quick, hydration, yes, though.
The black one is energy and the white one is hydration.
So, we're going to go after hours.
We do believe in life and other planets.
And Barbara's going to answer the question.
Absolutely.
I apologize. Okay.
Okay. Suspense.
In other words, what's Montoya, your end in terms of I don't mean to be, you know, the ghost experiencing end. What's your take on life on other planets and abduction?
It's uncomfortable for me. Mm. I'll tell you right up front because I'm a born again Christian, believe it or not, and I don't want to believe that there are other planets. I believe the Bible. On the other hand, if God created the universe.